Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, and evolving your passions. We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can work with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Plus, you'll have access to specialists in estate planning strategies. So you're not just growing and protecting your wealth, you're sharing it. More at fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC. Welcome to the Jill on Money podcast. It is Monday, March 15th, the Ides of March. And Mark and I just wanted to thank all of you for making this podcast what it is today. It was just about a year ago that we decided to broadcast daily. We used to be twice a week. And I went and looked at my calendar and found out the last time Mark and I were in a studio was on Tuesday, March 10th of 2020. How about that?
The last time we actually saw each other, FYI.
Yes, and it is the last time we actually saw one another.
And yes, that was my voice.
And that was Mark's voice. There he is. Do you hear him? Mark Tallercio, welcome to the podcast. How are you?
I'm all right. Hard to believe it's been a year. It's all kind of seems like one big blur, but here we are.
I know. I looked back at my schedule, and here it is. On March 10th of 2020, I did a hit on CTM on CBS This Morning. You and I went into the studio in the back of CBS Radio. And I guess what had happened was we had a podcast that dropped on that Thursday. That's what happened, Mark. And then the markets were going insane. And then you and I decided, let's drop an extra episode.
The amount of emails coming in, it was just too much. I don't know if we decided right away we're going to do a daily, or we just thought, let's just do an extra one this week. But it quickly morphed into a daily episode.
And yeah, so that our first episode on Saturday, March 14th, there was so much going on. I was going back and forth to the city. I was on Long Island and going back and forth to the city. The markets were all over the place. And we just couldn't figure out like how we were going to actually answer all of the email questions that were coming in. Also, I think we just wanted to be more timely. Like that's the beauty of a podcast, that you can just jam this stuff out the night before. So Mark, if you look back at that time, what do you think is like one of the big lessons for you? Like what do you take out of your own, in your own life, but also for the show?
I don't know if there's any lessons. It was funny because when we first started doing it, like we were literally connecting every single day.
Yeah.
for weeks on end, we connected every single day. And then finally, I think we were able to catch our breath and figure out a way to streamline the process a little bit so we didn't have to connect every day. And that made things a little easier. So maybe we could have figured that out a little earlier on.
I don't know. I feel like because the markets were gyrating, I think we did every day for all of March and maybe most of April, right?
Yeah, for sure. It was definitely a couple months, 2 or 3 months. It was exhausting.
Exhausting. It was totally exhausting. And oh, by the way, at the end of March, we lost our sponsor to the podcast. So we were self-financing the podcast. You remember, Mark, when I said, well, we're not getting anyone to sponsor this. And it took a while. Like it may have been like 4, 5, 6 months.
Nobody was spending any money.
No, everyone was pulling back. We got so many questions from people. But you know what's also surprising to me as I look back? As much as we had some nutso questions about like trying to time the market, I do think that what was interesting is that we had a lot of people who were trying to take advantage of the market's drop. That was also very different than what I remember in 2008, 2009. I mean, 2008, 2009, people were completely blindsided, fearful. Mark, that's when you were still working in radio. Remember, we would be doing those, you'd call me or someone would call me from CBS Radio and the market was gyrating and people were all of a sudden bailing out of everything. That's before you got very excited about personal finance, I know. But now, this time, people did learn lessons. There's no doubt to me that this was a very different kind of a reaction among the retail investors, just you guys who are listening. So congratulations to you all for learning those lessons. Now, is there anything that you did differently in your personal financial life, Mark?
Me personally, I made it a point to up my emergency reserve.
You were scared?
This was unlike anything I'd ever experienced in my life. So it was a little weird. I mean, fortunately, you know, Amanda, my better half, she continued to work and work more than ever in her industry. They saw a boom. We stayed working. So neither one of us lost out on any money. But I said, you know what? Let me bump it up a little bit.
How much is in your emergency reserve fund now?
So pre-COVID, I've always kept about, 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then after, I think I would say right now, it's probably more like 9 months, 9 to 10.
Interesting. And you know, me is my Armageddon fund is still, you know, an Armageddon fund. Never know when you need to be out of work for 2 years, people. What about the daily do you like better? What's the daily pod? Why do you like it so much more? Because you were like an early proponent of let's keep it going.
My preference has always been, since you and I first met in like, 2006, 2007, my preference has always been to answer questions from the listeners. So we're doing much more of that nowadays. So that makes me much happier. And I also like the shorter format, 12, 15 minute episodes. I think now that I have a kid, that's really all I can handle personally. So I lean towards that for sure.
Don't you like also that we don't have to interview as many people about their dopey books?
Yeah, I love that. That you're right. That's a huge benefit as well. A lot of times we did interviews. Sometimes I felt like we were doing them just for the sake of doing them. Now we only do them if it's someone we really want to talk to.
That's right. Now you've learned the secrets, ladies and gentlemen, that there were some. Well, also, when we had sponsors of the podcast, they often would want us to interview certain people. And we were like, oh, all right, because we want to be sponsor friendly. But, we only do it if we like the person now. So that's a good thing. I want to say that just as always, people hear me talk about you and our relationship. And guys, this is a man who makes my entire work life possible. That without Mark, I couldn't do all the different things that I do. So we are the best of work spouses in some respects, that we really do know the rhythms of one another. And without his behind the scenes ability to juggle all the crap that I do in my life, that just would not work. So this is my public affirmation of you, Mark. Are you going to cry?
I'm blushing.
You are not. You don't even know how to blush. So ridiculous. You're like a swarthy Italian dude. There's no blushing.
So what do you like better about the new format?
Well, I like answering the questions, and I especially like that we're doing people on the air now. I really am into that. I find that to be like the most fun, and I love talking to people, and I'm a voyeur. So I like that. I think that there have been times over the last, how long have I worked for CBS now? Since I think on my first week, it's like I'm coming up on my anniversary. So it was April of 2009, I started at CBS. And I think that often I would try to say, I only want to do a piece or something when it's like real economic stuff. And then I realize it just doesn't matter. People need help. They need help understanding information. They need context. And this show has been a real important factor in making me better at my day job, because when I hear from you guys and I hear what's on your minds, I know how to approach a lot of the segments that I do on television and radio. And so that's been a huge help. So you guys have helped me dramatically improve my game and my professional outlook. And even just when I talk to someone about a segment that I'm doing on television, and I'll say, this is what people care about on my podcast. You guys are my beta testers in many respects. So I totally appreciate that. And by the way, our downloads are in the show itself, like it's just gotten wildly more popular. So we're very grateful that you guys will say like, I discovered this and I've passed this on, or I've done this, or I told my mother to listen, or I told my son to listen. It's so great. And we feel really lucky for that. This is something that doesn't necessarily come naturally to a lot of people. You can sort of fall into it and know that you have to do it, but it feels like this annoying task. Or you can be like Mark and really get into it and go get your certified financial planner designation, which I don't know, Mark, are you feeling like that's already a year, isn't it? Like that you've had this CFP?
2 years this fall.
2 years this fall. I'd like to say that that's part of my good influence on you. How else have I influenced you? And then I'll do the one in reverse, how you've influenced me.
My streaming habit. I would say all the shows that we watch, Amanda and I, almost all the recommendations come from you.
Yes, that's good. And I would say for you, first of all, you keep me much steadier when I'm going off the rails about something and you just sort of like quietly sort of say like, okay, that your influence is very much appreciated. So I mean, it sounds like I'm like a diva talent nightmare. I'm really not, but sometimes I can go off the rails and spin around. So that's number one. And number two, you have gotten me more involved in cooking, just in general, like finding a love for it and talking about it and using it as a way to release a little bit of my anxieties. It's been fantastic. So I am the designated cook in this household.
Don't forget our other mutual love, Peloton.
Yes. And we're also so good with each other that we love our Pelotons and we do share classes that we like.
So what has been the biggest, now that we're coming up on a year or we just hit a year, what's been the biggest challenge going through this whole period?
The biggest challenge for me is that, as Mark knows, and many of you might think, I am a highly relational person. So not being able to in person be with the people that I love and my friends is very hard for me. It is very hard for me. The side benefit, though, is that I don't have to be around people that I don't like.
Which is most people.
Which I would say is on the balance, it's not too bad. What about you?
No, I mean, the challenge for me has just been the two of us being home, working full time in a pretty confined space in New York City apartment with the baby. You know, when this whole thing started, he was turning a year. Now he's about to be turning 2 years old and we haven't had any help. You know, we had a babysitter pre-COVID, but once COVID came, our babysitter was out of commission. She just recently came back, thank God. So, you know, dealing with our jobs and trying to keep him alive and prospering, it was, it's been a challenge, but somehow we've done it.
We've all done it together. And so I do feel like, you know, Mark is not one for sort of, the mantras and all this stuff. But when I did start saying early in the program about like lifting someone up and doing something nice for somebody, it was a response to just feeling a little bit out of control. And so that was the little itty bit that I could add. And that's something that I think we should maybe hopefully take out of this, that we come out of this period and you have a great appreciation for your spouse, for your kids, for everything we've all gone through. And hopefully that we can keep doing something nice for somebody else, because boy, that would sure be a better outcome post-COVID. All right. So that's it. It's the 1 year anniversary. In light of the fact that it is our 1 year anniversary, and I've just let you hear Mark's voice for the maybe like third time in the last 5 years, I would love it if you guys could leave us a rating and a review. And if you could make sure to send this podcast on to anyone else who cares, and know that we are very grateful for what you have helped us create here. We are all in this together. Really, we are very, very thankful for you. Mark, what would you like your closing remark to be?
I will talk to you in a couple of years.
Wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain your physical distancing, and put your hands metaphorically on someone's back. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.